question: how would a loving relationship between humans and animals affect our world? Oh, that will be a big peace on Earth, capital P-E-A-C-E, and heaven will bless humans beyond measure. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
And this is my sister, Patricia Gansfield. She's a gourmet vegan chef. And what do we do today? Today, we're going to show you how to make a drink, a very, very beneficial drink, beneficial to your health. And it's called kombucha. Great. Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it. So you either use a stainless steel or an aluminum-free pot to heat the water. I use today a kettle, and also I need filtered water. It's in this recipe I'm showing you today is based on 2 liters of water. So you get ultimately 2 liters of kombucha, and kombucha is a fermented tea. I need 300 milliliters of the 2 liters that I'm going to heat in the kettle. Then also you need a spoon, preferably made of wood, but also this is actually bamboo. It's pretty sustainable and very environmentally friendly. And I have stainless steel this here. So this whole preparation of kombucha is about being clean. Hygiene is very, very important. It's number one. So before you even get started and like having this set up, you make sure every little thing you're using is clean. Then I have a sieve. The sieve is very important to get the tea leaves, because I will need tea. We have oolong, mate, green tea. So I will pretty much take this to get the leaves out of my water that I have been using. Either a paper cloth or any something else that is similar, which is maybe a kitchen towel, something breathable. And also a rubber band.
To keep it tight.
Yes. This is the culture. It's the so-called kombucha culture swimming in there. So it's the fermented tea, the kombucha tea, which is covering the kombucha culture. So then we have sugar. You need the sugar for the culture. The culture needs to be fed, and the culture eats caffeine and sugar. So that's why we need caffeinated tea and sugar. And here's the interesting part. It converts sugar and caffeine into amino acids, enzymes, lactic acid, probiotics, and so on and so on. And you pretty much create your own elixir, which is fully loaded with enzymes, antioxidants, and all and so on. Last but not least, you need a container, preferably glass, or something like a stainless steel container. But I definitely suggest glass. First choice.
So Patricia, what is so good about kombucha?
Kombucha is going to support the mental clarity and creativity, and just because it's getting nourished. Your body is getting nourished with all these nutrients, enzymes, probiotics, minerals. And why do we feel not good? Because our blood is malnourished. It's depleted in minerals. Something is missing. And what the drink is doing, it's restoring, it's balancing what's missing. So it's like, yeah.
It's completely the opposite of alcohol.
Yeah, actually,
right?
Like that's a good
blood
one.
Cleansing and
yeah,
liver cleansing.
Right? And also, some people even use kombucha for like a detoxification and losing weight. And it really helps because it's so loaded in enzymes. Enzymes increase the breaking down of what you're eating and what you have stored in your body.
Where do we get the culture?
You may search online and look who is offering it in your neighborhood, in your country, in your city, and they can send it. And the great thing about this is
kombucha culture, the way you see it here, doesn't have to be stored in the fridge. You can, I do, but you don't have to. We now show you how to make the kombucha tea. So this is filtered water, and this is like the minimum you should get for your kombucha making. And if you can even get spring water, that would be amazing. And the reason why is because spring water is organic water. It's so clean, it's alive, yeah. It's full of vibration. But definitely don't take tap water for making kombucha. The reason, because you're gonna add bacteria and unwanted substances into your kombucha, which will even cultivate during the fermentation process. And we don't want that. We only want to cultivate pure, clean ingredients. So this is filtered water, and I just heat it. I don't want to heat it too much. I'm specializing into raw foods, so I really make sure that I keep the nutrients that are in the food, and the same I treat water.
A warning of changes to come. One Bangladeshi home is lost every 6 minutes. Each hour, according to the Coastal Watch, based in the capital city of Dhaka, 11 Bangladeshis lose their homes to rising waters. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, calculates that by 2050, 17% of Bangladesh will be gone, causing 20 million people to have to relocate.
Imagine if these people, they have nowhere to go, and then they will all run into the city, higher land. At that time, there's too many people to go, even for us even, to go to rescue or to help, because it's too many. And then they will have no home. They will lost everything, nothing to lose anymore, and they will be very chaotic. It does concern everybody, because if they come in hundreds of thousands at the same time, hungry, stressed, disoriented, starving, and confused, they do anything. They don't know anything anymore at that time. It's too big grievance for them to even keep their mind together. It will be terrible. So we better be prepared. And whoever in authority and have power must use it to change the way we live our life. We have to clean up our planet, and quick.
Be Veg. Go green, save the planet.
For more urgent details, please visit suprememastertv.com/SOS.
Still save the planet. Day 1246. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
How to veg for starters.
1. Veg before you shop.
2. Go straight to veg section.
3. Get veg recipes.
4. Make new veg friends.
5. Get info about veg benefits.
6. Spread the veg trend. 7. Feel like a saint.
Supreme Master Qinghai.
Heated to the minimum, so that means I kept the natural structure of the water as much as I could. And if you don't heat it at all, it's fine too. You just need to let the tea sit longer in the container. We add the sugar.
All right.
So this is already measured. It's 5 tablespoons of sugar, and we just pour it in here. If you do use white sugar, use organic white sugar. This is cane sugar, organic. But if you don't use organic white sugar, I say please don't use white sugar, like non-organic white sugar, because it's fully loaded with chemicals. You definitely need a caffeinated tea, and it can be in tea bags or it can be loose. And you need 4 teaspoons of tea, loose tea leaves, or 4 tea bags. So today I will use the green tea. No, actually, I still
should take the mate tea.
Okay, it's the golden middle, and it looks very nice. It's from South America. We will put this in a little tea bag, just to make sure we don't have to filter it. And then I add this in here, and I use my bamboo spoon, and I stir it.
For how long do you leave the tea bag in here?
Definitely 15 minutes, but if you can, 20 minutes is even better, because then you get the full flavor and the full caffeine out of the tea and the tea leaves. There are some flavored mate teas. I don't recommend them because you want to keep it pure and clean for the fermentation process. And the culture doesn't eat essential oils or fruit. Don't use flavored teas which have essential oils or fruit in there. If you're not aware and very familiar with essential oils, Earl Grey is an essential oil black tea. There's like bergamot in there, the essential oil, and please don't use that black tea. You can use any caffeinated tea. You can even use a combination of those three. You can add some other leaves. This is ginkgo leaves. So you can add ginkgo leaves right to the same procedure you did here. You add it at the same time and let it sit there for 15 or 20 minutes as well. Or what I like very much is cat's claw. Cat's claw bark is a bark, and it's from South America. It's very dry and very, very high in minerals, and also very antibacterial, antiviral. So beneficial, so cleansing, just very, very great
medicinal.
To add. Yeah, very medicinal. And then when the fermentation process is done, it takes 5 to 7 days, even 10 days, depending on all kinds of details. Taking out the culture, storing it in a jar like that, this is pretty much the result. This is the fermented kombucha. So I added mint leaves afterwards, then you see how it tastes like. If you let it sit for only 4 days or even less, it will taste very sweet. The reason for that is that the culture wasn't done with eating the sugar and eating the caffeine. Then the opposite would be letting it ferment 10 days or 2 weeks, and then you think, oh, this is so acidic, I cannot drink this. That means you have let it ferment for too long. However, you can drink it. You may just dilute it with orange juice or other, maybe even water. So we are looking for the middle, like something like 7-8 days. If it's cold, it takes longer. If it's warm, it speeds up the process.
Yeah.
However, it shouldn't be underneath 65 Fahrenheit, because then the process will hardly actually happen. In the end, you will know how it tastes. It should be a balanced flavor of slightly sweet, kind of tart, and very, 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 very delicious, actually.
Enjoyable.
Yes, enjoyable. Well, 15 minutes are over, and now I need to get out the tea bag. And I pretty much do this, squeeze it a little bit. If you had no tea bags, but you had like loose tea and you have it in here or in another container, you would use the sieve to catch the tea leaves. And you can go over to the next step, which is adding the rest of the filtered water. So it's all together, 2 liters. Before you fill it up completely, you need to make sure to have like a little bit left for the culture and the starter tea. And so I just add the culture with the starter tea. It's called starter tea because it's the start, like the pretty much the base for our kombucha. So this is the culture, and it can look very, very different
to drink.
Well, once this is ready to drink after approximately 7 days, you take the culture out in a container and a little bit of the kombucha tea, which is about a quarter cup to half a cup. Then you put the lid on and store in the fridge, and this is like drinkable. Here we have the culture in there, the starter tea, the brewed tea, and the sugar. So it's our starter. And now we need to cover it. I use usually a paper cloth. It's organic, and so it's free of any additives and chemicals. You can also use your kitchen towel, something like a cotton textile. And I just use, kind of give it a form a little bit. So that's the whole reason, to breathe, but also to keep anything outside that doesn't belong in there, and cover it with the rubber band. And then you would store it on a shelf. You would store it in a corner where it doesn't get disturbed. It really needs to be very easy and very cold and just sitting there. If it's dark, it's even better. The process, the fermentation process, will be increased. It's more about the moving, because the culture is getting created on top, right? And so we need to give it time, otherwise it will break apart and doesn't really form properly, or you will have little pieces. And after 7, 8, 9 days, we have kombucha. Again, I added some mint leaves here to give it a refreshing flavor, because it's summertime. And I'd say we see how this turned out.
Of course, we should.
I stored it in the fridge for only a few hours just to cool it down, because it tastes the best when it's cold. You can store it in the fridge for many more days. However, the fermentation process will continue a little bit, even though the culture is not in there. And we should share the mint kombucha. And let's see how this tastes.
Cheers. Cheers. So maybe you even want to use it for your New Year's this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it. I love mint. It's very refreshing. And it's really refreshing in general, but because of the mint, it's really underlining the refreshing effect and flavor. If you don't drink alcohol like us, then you bring your kombucha. This is more like people ask you too much and maybe you just stop drinking. Just drink kombucha. So cheers. Kombucha.
Cheers.
more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.